Hallelujah and shalom. We want to look at the second letter to the Thessalonians. It's so amazing that while Paul was with the church at Thessalonica, he taught them the gospel. And the gospel, as we said, is about Jesus. And one of the elements they talked about, he talked about to them, was the second coming of Jesus while he was with them for 3 weeks or three Sabbath. Then he was chased away from there. Much later, when he was in Corinth, he sent a letter to encourage them to continue having faith, love, and hope. But his first letter, which we just concluded, the letter to Thessalonians, chapter 5, that letter, it was misunderstood by this church. And especially when he was speaking about the second coming of Jesus, they mistook that Jesus had already come, or the day of the Lord had already begun. You see, he talked so much in chapter one, in the first letter, about the gathering of believers and the second coming of Jesus, but they never got that all. There was a misunderstanding. And so, immediately, because of that misunderstanding, Paul wrote another letter. He wrote a letter to clarify or to bring more light, to shed more light on the area, especially of the day of the Lord. And so the second letter to the Thessalonians is a letter of correcting the misunderstood message about the day of the Lord, which they had thought that the day has already begun. And they were left behind, and they were living in the great tribulation. Remember, we have already ascertained elsewhere that believers in Christ will not go through the great tribulation, because the great tribulation is the Lord's anger to those who have not been born again, to those who rejected the cross. So the great tribulation is not the devil putting pain, all mis or even inflicting pain on unbeliever. And even if the devil is doing that, is used as a tool of God. But it is the wrath of the Lamb. We discovered in the book of Revelation that the great tribulation is about the wrath of God, is about the wrath of the Lamb to those who have refused salvation. So Paul ascertained early on that believers will not go through that. And so when they misunderstood that the day of the Lord had already begun, and they are living in the great tribulation, they lost hope completely. So this misunderstanding caused hopelessness to the church, who started living uncontrolled lives. They stopped working. So Paul wrote this letter at the church at Thessalonica to correct this misunderstanding that the day of the Lord has not yet come, and the persecuted believers have not missed it. Because, as we said, some of them had started working, they had stopped working, they have left, they were leaving jobs, can you imagine? And become busybodies, they were disrupting others, they were moving to people, asking them to prepare now, because the Lord is coming, or they have been left behind. And so there was a lot of confusion. Paul clarified to them that the day of the Lord was not yet come, and therefore they should continue waiting for the Lord to return. So he described in details what would happen when the Lord comes. In fact, he talked about the judgment. He says, when Christ comes, he is going to come and bring judgment to those that persecute you. And so he reminded them that that day has not come. And he's going to reward you, the righteous. And it will be good, very important, for us to read this second letter of Thessalonians with an eye to be able to understand in details about the day of the Lord. So Paul says, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of Thessalonians, in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. He put Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father at par with them. He said it is a church in God, not just the church of God, it is the church in God. Then he says, may the grace and peace to you from our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. So he started giving thanks because of this church. And I want you to realize that this prayer is going to reveal a few details that will help them to realize that the day of the Lord has not yet come. But particularly, he won't talk about what we call the righteous judgment, God's righteous judgment. God's righteous judgment has got two faces. One is the time he comes and he's going to reward those that have been persecuted, and is going to punish the persecutor. Let's just hear what he says. He says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love of all have all of you have for one another is increasing. Now, I want you to see that Paul is talking about two elements that are increasing, the faith and love. But hope is not there. Remember, he had talked about, in the beginning, the first letter, he had talked about the three elements that forms the church. But here, he only talked about two. That is faith and love. So what about hope? Now, the hope is the one that has been affected. And so this letter, especially the second part of this letter, is about hope, building hope. Therefore, among God's church, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evident that God's judgment is right. So he talked about the righteous judgment. And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? He will pay back trouble for those who trouble you. Now, that is the first part of the righteous judgment. God is just. You are afraid that you have missed the day of the Lord. It is not yet come. But when the Lord comes, when that day comes, one of the things that we'll discover is that there will be God's righteous judgment. And I said it is in twofold. One, God will pay back those who trouble you. Those who persecute you, he is going to pay them back. He is going to have wrath on them. And that's now what we call the great tribulation. God having wrath, God troubling those who trouble you. God's anger is on them because they refused the grace of God. But number two, God's righteous judgment is that, and he'll give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. So for us, the second part of God's righteous judgment is going to give us relief. This will happen. When will this happen? This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blessing fire with his powerful angels. So he tells them this will happen in the day to come. That day that you are afraid it has come, it has not yet come. When he comes, he's coming to relieve you. Now you are suffering now, you're persecuted now, you're going through trouble. When he comes, this will go. So as long as it is there, he's not yet come. What an encouragement it is. So he says this will happen when he comes in heaven, from heaven in a blazing fire and with his powerful angels. Then he says, you punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He continued to give more details of that righteous judgment. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. So this will include you because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God will make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power, he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and for every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is very good as Paul talks about God's righteous judgment. He says it's for sure the Lord is coming. He has not yet come. And so don't be afraid that you are left behind. And once he comes, he is going to punish all those who have troubled you and is going to relieve you. So let's look and wait for him in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the correction and the clarification that you give your children when they're not understanding. So help us to understand more so that we will not get lost. What a good thing for great understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.